Blog Talk Radio.
I invite you to come on in. I invite you to come away. Come on in. Oh, come on in. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. Want to thank and praise God for you all tuning in on Faith on the Line on tonight. Want to thank and praise God for the everyone that's listening by iTunes, everyone that's listening by however you may be listening, internet or Blog Talk Radio. I just want to thank and praise God that you all come on in tonight. We invite you all to come on in and fellowship with us in prayer tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all that tuning in. I want to thank and praise God for you all that want to do it, because you didn't have to stop by and you didn't have to listen in and you didn't have to watch the replay, but because God touched your heart to step by faith on the line, stop by faith on the line on tonight. So I want to let you all know that this is a line simply for faith and encouragement, and I want to thank and praise God for you all on tonight. And I want to let you know our theme scripture is coming from Hebrews 11:1. For the scripture tell us in Hebrews 11:1, for faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Even when you don't even see it, that does not mean it's not going to happen. I thank and praise God for trying my faith every day. God tries your faith. And my God's been trying my faith every day, every year, every month, every second, every minute of the day. And I thank and praise God for faith. Faith on the line is a line simply for faith. Faith and encouragement. All you need, just a little, that's all you need, just a little mustard seed faith. You know how big a mustard seed is? It's not that big. It's tiny. And that's all you need, just a little faith, and God will get you there. And I also want to thank and praise God, but the word of God tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. You don't even have to see it. Just walk in it. Just believe it. Just trust it. Trust God and His Word. That's all faith is. That's all faith is. Just trust Him and believe it, and then receive. And that's all God requires out of us. And I thank and praise God for allowing me to know faith, allow me to walk in faith, allow me to get through faith. Faith. Sometimes it's not easy to trust. Sometimes it's not easy to believe. Sometimes it's not easy to sit and be patient and wait, because you have to put some work in it. In order for faith to work, you got to work the faith. And I thank and praise God for allowing me to work faith when faith came, when it came. And I thank and praise God on tonight. And I want to let you all know, too, let's be encouraged during this time of pandemic. I thank and praise God during this time of what's going on around our nation, all of the violence and all of the protests and all of the races and all of this stuff that's going on around us. God is able to sustain us from these things, keep us from things that it would not harm us. According to Psalm 91, God, the Word of God tells us that He will keep it mighty. He will keep it from us. The Word of God tells us that he that dwells in His secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God is our refuge. So let's trust God. And now, as I get ready to pray, we're gonna pray and ask God to, if you need healing, or if you need God to bless your finance, or bless your business, or bless your home, or bless your marriages, or bless you need God to come in and bring peace in a midst of confusion, or midst of chaos, or whatever you may be believing God for. Let's trust Him and let's believe Him. Let's put our faith through the Word. The Word of God say, the Word of God tell us, when there's two or three similar together in His name, He will be a God in the midst. And I thank and praise God for letting me know I'm not praying by myself, and I'm not by myself. He's right there listening. He's listening to the righteous. He's listening to us. He hears us. He knows what's going on because His Word said it. And if His Word said it, I believe it. I believe what's in the Word of God. So let's pray on tonight. And when we pray, don't just pray. Ask God to open up your heart to receive it. And once you receive it, believe it. And once you believe it, walk in it. This is how things are going to happen for us. This is how things are going to work out for our good. This is how God is going to come in and do whatever we ask Him to do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank You on tonight. I thank You, Heavenly Father, for, Lord God, allowing us to come on Faith on the Line, God, one more chance, God. I thank You, Lord God. And first of all, Father, before I get any further, Heavenly Father, I want to thank You, Jesus. I want to thank you, Lord. First of all, I would like to say forgive us, Father. Father God, forgive me for anything, if I have wronged someone in the wrong way, if I have said some things that was not pleasing unto you, if I had looked at something, looked at a person, wasn't wrong, I thought the wrong thing. And most of all, Father, if I have not acknowledged you like I should, God, forgive us. Forgive us, Father God. There's so many things, God, that we can do and not even knowing it. So many things that we can say out of our mouth and not even know that we spoke it. The word, your word tell us in Proverbs 18 and 21 that death and life is in the power of the tongue. And Father God, I thank you for letting me know, God, how powerful this little tongue of mine is. And Lord God, I thank you, God, for letting me know, God, that your word says it. And if it says it, God, we have to be careful. Heavenly Father, I ask that you would touch everyone, God, that may be needing you right now, God. Somebody needs you to be healing in their body, God. Lord God, somebody's body is racking with pain. Somebody's body is, Lord God, they're dealing with joint problems. They're dealing with arthritis. They're dealing with muscle, Lord, disease. They're dealing with, Lord God, eye disease. They're dealing with hip replacement. They're dealing with heart palpitation. They're dealing with, Lord, heart failure. They're dealing with, Lord God, Lord, whatever they're dealing with, Heavenly Father, they're dealing with, Lord, also, God, migraines, headache. They're dealing with, Lord God, lupus, cancer, God. For, Lord God, I want to speak your word, God, because your word say in Psalms 107 and 20 that you send your word and you send your word to heal and to deliver. God, send your word to whoever needed tonight, God. Send your word, God, into that home that they're sick, God. Somebody needs you for the coronavirus, God. Lord God, I speak it and I decree and declare, God, that you will send your word and heal right now. Somebody needs you to heal them, God, from a, Lord God, a bad relationship. Somebody needs you to heal them, God, from a, Lord God, from a suicidal thought. Somebody needs you to heal them, God, because, Lord God, they don't know which way to turn. They can't sleep at night, Lord, because, Lord God, they're dealing with depression and oppression. Somebody needs you to heal them, God, from low self-esteem, God. Somebody needs you to heal them from pride. Somebody needs you, God. Lord, send your word, God, and heal my sister. Heal my brother. Look up on them on the phone line. Look up on them, God, on Block Talk Radio. Look up on them on the replay, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For your word says we already healed. All we have to do is just receive your healing, God. Lord God, according to your word, Lord God, in Isaiah 53 and 5, God, you was wounded for our transgressions. You was bruised for our iniquity. And by the chastisement of your peace was upon us, and with your stripes we're healed. Lord, you took it to the cross, God. Every pain, every stripe, every tear we cry, every wound that's open, God, everything, God, that we go through, it's already healed, God. But your word say, Lord, just receive it, God. It's already healed. Thank you for healing my brother. Thank you for healing the sister. Thank you for healing, Lord God, that the elderly mom, the dad, Lord God, that child, God. Thank you for healing them right now. Father, somebody needs you to heal them from their marriage, God. They're dealing with so many things. Lord God, they don't even know which way to turn, God. They don't know if they should walk out. They don't know if they should stay. They don't know if they should get a divorce. But God, your word tell us, God, to Lord, I speak peace, God, in the midst of the trouble, God. I speak peace, God, that you will step in and that you will bring peace in the midst of confusion, God. Peace in the midst of chaos. Peace in the midst of, Lord God, of jealousy. Peace in the midst of, Lord God, lusting, Lord God, and committing adultery, Lord God. But it's not with the wife or with the, Lord God, with the husband or the wife, God. We ask you, God, that you will go and you will touch their head, touch their minds and their heart. Open up, Lord God, that they will begin to love again. Lord, that they will begin to reconcile, that they will begin to bring peace, God, in their marriage, that they will begin, Lord God, to, Lord God, come together, Lord God, as one, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask you to mend their finance back together. Mend, Lord God, their family back together. Father God, mend their business, God. Open up a door. Somebody looking for a job, God. And Lord God, They are depressed because they don't, Lord God, there's no job. Lord, open up a door, God, that they will walk in, God. Lord, I thank you, God. Thank you, God, right now. Begin to touch that person's heart, that they will call on them, God, that they will hire them, God, that they will be able to take care of their family, that they will be able to take care of their children, their husband, their wife. Lord, put your arms around that man, and you make him be the man, God, that your word says. The word of God tells us that a husband ought to love his wife as though he do the church. And Lord, it lets me know, God, that you love us so much that you give your life for us. You gave your life for us, God. Lord, I thank you right now, God. Thank you for dying for me that I will be able to live, God, Lord, for you. Thank you, Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the Heavenly Father, I ask that you would touch them one by one. Lord God, look upon somebody that their business is not growing like it should. Begin to decrease, God. Begin to decrease, God. Begin to let the finance begin to come in, God. Look upon that person, God, that, Lord God, don't know how they're going to pay their mortgage note, their rent, Lord God. Lord God, and even somebody needs food, God. Somebody needs, Lord, you trust them, God. Somebody got children, God, and they don't even know how they're going to take care of their kids, God. Begin to, Lord God, send a financial blessing towards them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I pray over those that need. I pray over those, Lord God, that, Lord God, this, Lord, this disencouraged. I pray over them that, Lord God, don't know which way to turn, God, that you will begin to, Lord, open up the door of your heart, God. Open up the door, God, that, Lord God, that they will receive you, that they will give themselves to you, God, that you will teach them how to, Lord God, come before you, God. Father God, even look upon, Lord God, that look upon those, Lord God, that them backslid because of the pandemic, God. Because, Lord God, they can't hold out. Because, Lord God, they don't, Lord, they can't, Lord God, hold on, Lord God. Begin to bring them back to you like you did the prodigal son. Father God, I even ask you right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to look upon those that don't even know you. Somebody needs you, God. Somebody don't know you, Lord God, that you are the Lord, the Lord. Somebody don't know that you are the King of Kings. Somebody don't know, God, that you hold everything in your hand. Lord, somebody don't know, God, that you are a healer. You are a great God. You are a magnificent God. God, touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will begin to line their body, line themselves up in your word, God. Lord, look upon us, God. Look upon us, God. Thank you for everyone that support Faith on the Line. Thank you for everyone that support us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father God, I ask that you will bless, God. You bless the child ambassadors, that they will begin to, people will begin to call their calls, and, Lord, they will begin to, Lord God, get a child and begin to take care of them, God. Lord God, for your word did say, Lord God, if they're naked, Lord, your word say clothe them. Your word did say if they're hungry, feed them. Lord, your word did say if they need something to drink, give them, Lord, something to drink. Lord God, your word tell us, God, that, Lord, if someone needs someone to say, God, your word tell us, Lord, to open up the door, God, and let them in. But, God, begin to touch those that, Lord God, that they will reach out and, Lord, and Lord God, take control, that they will, Lord, be able to put, Lord God, take care of a child, God. For, Lord God, your word tell us, God, that, Lord God, that, Lord, help those that are poor. Help those that are in a need, God. And, Lord, most of all, I ask that you will touch, Lord God, touch the ministry. You touch Philippi Fire. Continue to grow. Continue to let it grow. Continue to bless it, that it will be what you will want it to be. And, Father God, thank you for this new year. I thank you, Lord God. We, Lord, man celebrated, Lord God, in January, but God, Rosh Hashanah just passed, God. Thank you for the new year that you enter us in, God. And, Lord God, greater is coming to us. Lord God, bigger things are going to happen for us, God. Lord God, I thank you for every, Lord, year, God, that you bless us with. But, Lord, 2021 going to be better than 2020. Thank you, Lord. And, Lord, I speak over us, Lord. I speak over Philippi. I speak over everyone that support for Mr. Fire and Faith on the Line. And Father God, I ask that you will bless them, keep them, make them, mold them, Lord, into the vessel that you will have them to be. And Lord, most of all, God, Lord, don't let them turn their backs on you. Let them hold out and endure to the end. In the mighty name of Jesus, look upon our nation. Bless everyone in high places. Begin to deliver. Begin to send your angels. Begin to send your angels, Lord, to deliver. Deliver in the White House. Deliver in the governor. Deliver in our law enforcement, God. Lord, change the hearts of your people. Lord, change the hearts and open up the door of their heart that they will receive you, God. For, Lord, if they will receive you, God, Lord God, you will receive them. But if they will love you, God, if they will turn to you, God, you will turn to them. Father God, if they will, Lord God, cry out to you, God, you will answer. Father, I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I give your name glory. I give your name praise and all the honor that goes to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Father God, I thank you. And I praise your name. And I give you thanks. Now, Lord, bless everyone that tuned in. Bless everyone that's going to listen to the replay. Bless everyone, God, that passed by and just be glancing. But let all, Lord, also let it help somebody. It may not be for everybody, but let it help somebody. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. And bless your name, Jesus. I want to thank and praise God for all of you coming on Faith on the Line on tonight. I pray blessing and favor over your life over the weekend. And I pray that you all will have a prosperous weekend. And Lord, I pray that everything goes well. I pray over you and pray that if this week coming up, that God will, Lord, send favor and blessings your way in the name of Jesus. But I will turn it over to Prophet Stacy and see if we have any on the phone line. And if we do, she will pray for them. And I want to let you all know that until next Friday on Faith on the Line, I want to let you all know to be prayerful, to be careful, and most of all, to be watchful. Until next Friday, God bless you. I turn it over to you, Prophet Stacy. See if we have any on the phone line. God bless you all.